Patrick Lambert up here in on the Dublin Mountains in Killiquí. Quite an interesting place up here with the Massey Estate, because that's really, you're on the same grounds or estate here. And this was divided up by the Land Commission back in the middle of the last century.
Well, in the 30s.
Yeah.
In the 30s.
Is that when your family...
Well, we came here in 43. Most of the estate, as far as I know, had been... It's okay, isn't it? Had been divided before we arrived, but this seemed to be a piece that didn't come on. That I don't know why, but it was only divided at a later stage. Most of the other people were settled in when we came here. That was in 1943.
And what brought your father?
Well, he was in the army.
What was your father's name?
Bob Lambert. He was a well-known figure in the Civil War and the War of Independence, and he was actually a Sinn Féin councillor, or TD, elected in 1923 when the Civil War ended. He was elected in Wexford, and because the Sinn Féin party at that time didn't take their seat in the Dáil, there was no salaries, and so he was married man at that time, and he went to Australia because he had a wife and family to look after. So he came back then, and when De Valera got into power, and he was, as I understand it, in a shaky position with the blue shirts, you know, very, very active, and he came up with the idea of a voluntary armed force, which he called the Irish Volunteers. And because the army at that time would certainly wouldn't be De Valera supporters if anything went wrong. And my father and several more men who had gone abroad were brought back to organise the volunteer force. And that's how I was actually born in Australia. He had gone to Australia and came back, and he joined the army as a captain, and organised the volunteer force. And then the war came on, and the volunteer force was amalgamated into the regular army. And
well, it was a very turbulent and a very important time.
Yeah, sure, yeah. It was, yeah, yeah. And we were living in Coolock at that time. So we left the army and took up farming out that way. But we didn't have land at the time. He was renting land. And he became aware that there was land available here, and he put an application for it and got it. So that's how we arrived here in 1943.
That's fascinating. Yeah. So when you arrived here in 1943, what age man were you then?
Me, I was 15.
So you had a good idea of what was going on, didn't you?
I had as well. I was aware of a lot of the... But, the significance of it all didn't come to me for a good few years afterwards, But we started here anyway, and... It was tough times to start anything. The 43, that was the wartime, and things were hard to... first of all, there was no cars on the road. Tractors weren't only coming in, so it was all horse work. Actually, when we left Coolock to come home, we brought our stock with us, but there were no lorries at that time for bringing stock, so we drove them across the city. It was quite an experience. It wasn't a Wild West thing exactly, but... one thing I remember about it was that we were coming by the end of Griffith Avenue, and one of our cows decided she'd go to Griffith Avenue. We were going to the North Strand. So I had to outrun her, and she was beating me, and I had a good stick, and I let fly at her, and I caught her across the side of the head, and she turned and back joined the... But I got a lecture from an old lady on the footpath about cruelty to animals. And I still had, 13 or 14 miles to go. Anyway, we got here and...
That was during the emergency period.
There was very little traffic. Very little traffic at that time. You know, the only ones that had cars or doctors or people like that, you know, that got a ration for.
And how many siblings did you have?
There was eight of us. It was two boys and five girls. They were, well, some of the girls were working at that stage, but...
How difficult was it for your parents to bring you up? I can imagine money must have been scarce, was it?
Oh, sure it was. That was everybody's problem. You know, it was a difficult time, but the worst feature, it was difficult. The worst feature we struck that time was in 1946, we struck the bad harvest. It rained for the whole harvest and the harvest only salvaged with volunteers from the city. It was a marvellous arrangement. Like, you know, most of it was saved, but it was all cut by hand and people came out and helped to tie the sheaves and stuck us and that kind of thing. It was one of the great things of that period, like, that could be organised. You know, people came out from town in cars and buses and lorries and other people made sandwiches and sent it out after them to feed them while they were working. You know, it was a marvellous arrangement. And the bulk of the stuff was saved. But then was followed immediately then by the worst winter that ever hit, 1947. We had 6 weeks snow. We dug our way out here three times.
Oh, living high up in the mountain here.
But I mean, apart from being high up, it was a countrywide thing. But I mean, it was worse up here, if you know what I mean. Mm. As you say yourself, the height
Caused
a lot of the problem.